The Bible is one story. The story is true. It's real. This is the story. A prince goes out to reclaim his lost treasure. In chapter 1, we heard about this treasure, that when God created everything, it was good. And then God created humans, and he exclaimed, "Poetry, the height of creation, the treasure." But things aren't very good anymore, are they? Things are broken. What happened? Chapter 2, The Beginning of Sorrows. God placed Adam and Eve in a garden in Eden. He gave them every plant to eat. He told them, "Explore this new creation." He told them, "Don't eat from this one special tree. A tree in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you eat of it, you shall surely die." Adam and Eve were in the image of God. So they rejoiced to obey. If God said it's bad, it's bad. God is good and wouldn't lie to them. And there was evening, and there was morning, the seventh day. And God looked over all he had made, and it was very good. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden'? God didn't really say that, did he? No, of course not. Do you know what God really said?" And Eve answers, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden. But God did say, 'You must not eat fruit from the tree that's in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'" "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. You know why God gave you that command? He's trying to keep something good from you. He's hiding it from you. He doesn't want you to know the difference between good and evil. If God really loved you, he'd give it to you. He's lying to you. You won't surely die." Eve heard what the serpent promised. The chance to be better. To have what God wouldn't let her have. And she looked at the tree and she saw that it was pleasing, that it was desirable. See what's already happened? Eve had been totally lined up with God. What he desired, she desired. But now she thinks that what he's commanded is bad. Now she's not lined up with God anymore. She's not in his image anymore. Evil starts in the heart, and it leads to evil actions. Eve reaches out her hand and takes some of the fruit, and she takes a juicy bite, and she turns around. There's her husband. There's Adam. He's seen the whole thing. He's supposed to love his bride. It's never, ever loving to allow someone to sin without warning them. He should have stepped in. He should have said something. Instead, he just watched. Sin is never, ever content to be alone. Eve reaches out her hand with the fruit in it. "Here, Adam." And Adam takes the fruit. And he eats it as well, knowing full well he is rebelling against the God who made everything very good for them. And now, suddenly, they realize they're naked. Suddenly, they have a reason to hide themselves. Before, they had no reason to hide. They had no reason to cover anything up. Now they have shame. For the first time in the world, there's shame. This is the first reaction to sin. Shame. They rush to cover themselves. Quick! Get some leaves! Hide! If we hide, we can pretend that everything is still fine. And then, do you hear that? God! He's come to the garden! And Adam and Eve hide. These people who were once perfectly in line with all of God's desires, all his emotions, all his reason. And now they hide from him. They don't want him to see what they've become. God calls out to them, Adam, where are you? And Adam is very reasonable. I heard you calling, and, well, I wasn't wearing anything, so I hid. I didn't want to be embarrassed by being naked when I was naked in front of you so many times before, and you've seen me in that way, and you're God. It's not like it's worth hiding in front of you anyway. Who told you that you were naked? Adam doesn't answer. God continues, Have you eaten from the tree I told you not to eat from? The woman you put here with me, she gave me some of the fruit and I ate it. God turns to Eve. What is this you have done? She looks down. The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The story is about a prince who goes out in search of his lost treasure. A prince going out in search of the very good he had in chapter 1. We've seen how the treasure became lost. But God is the main character here. What does he do? God turns to the serpent, that crafty creature, and he speaks. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between her offspring and yours. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. God's reaction to sin is gospel. Right now, Eve has sided with the serpent against God. She willingly turned from perfectly lining up with God, and she has allied herself with the serpent. She is God's enemy. But now God makes an amazing promise. He'll turn Eve back to his side. He puts enmity or hatred between Eve and the serpent. They will be enemies. Eve will once more be friends with God. And those who follow after the serpent, and those who follow after Eve, those who love God and those who hate him, God puts hatred between us. He divides us so they cannot drive us from God. And one special seed will come. One special offspring will come from the woman, not from the man. Look, a hint at Jesus' virgin birth. This one special seed will crush the serpent's head. He will destroy the one who began sin. Someone is coming to right what Adam and Eve have done. Someone will destroy the serpent. But even in that blow, the serpent will strike, and he will slay the seed. Do you see? This is how God responds to the beginning of sorrows. He promises that the prince will come and seek the lost treasure and pay any price to reclaim it. Even the price of his blood. Even the price of his life. When you eat of it, you will surely die. And God has chosen to take that punishment on himself. Here in chapter 2, in the very beginning of sorrows, God announces the gospel to Adam and Eve. And they do not deserve it. This is chapter 2. This is the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of Adam and Eve's sorrows. And the beginning of yours. But the beginning of sorrows is not the end of the story. There is so much more. The treasure has been lost, and the prince has vowed to search for it. We have been lost, and God has vowed to bring us back. Next week, in chapter 3, we'll see how he began his search. Come and see. The story has not ended. Your story continues next week, and this story is true.